I was shown recently Halacha in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch by Rav Gansfried, and Siman 164 or 165, Sif 16 or thereabout, it says that we should not let our children be taught by non-Jewish teachers or by Jewish non-religious teachers to prevent our children being affected and influenced by them and from being steered away from Torah Chas V'Shalom. As far as I know, the vast majority, if not all, of Orthodox schools and yeshivas employ teachers who are either non-Jewish or secular Jews. This seems to be a clear and flagrant violation of halacha. I've heard some try to justify it by saying the halacha meant private tutoring, but within the framework of a school with a set curriculum, it's okay. But this still does not seem to make it okay, since at the end of the day, children are impressionable and could still come to follow the teacher's ideas and ways. Some quote the Ramah that Christians are not idolaters for this halacha, but they are still followers of an anti-Torah religion. And two, it could be the Ramah was forced to say that because he lived in a Christian society and did not want to upset the balance there. Regardless, I appreciate if the Rav could address how this halacha is understood and applied, both strictly speaking, mitzvah halacha, in our situation nowadays. Thank you. Stephen from Brooklyn, New York. Okay, first of all, to say that the Ramah put a halacha in Shulchan Aruch only because he lived in a Christian society is not proper. This is not something that was because of the Darkei Shalom or whatever. There's a bona fide argument whether Christians are in fact of the Avodah Zarah or not. And it wasn't the Ramah who just decided the halacha because of Christian influences or whatever. In any case, what it says in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is not that you're not allowed to let your child learn from an apikoris or from a Ovid Avodah Zarah, but a Mosrim. We don't hand over our children into the hands of them that they should teach them, because when they're in control, then they decide what they want to teach. But if we're not handing them over into their hands, just the opposite. The teacher is in our hands. And we dictate what the teacher teaches, and we supervise, and we oversee what's going on, then probably that's what the day schools are rely on to be able to hire non-Jewish teachers or even secular teachers to teach specific subjects, not to put their ideas and philosophies into the classroom. And I'm sure that the faculty and the hanhala, the principal of the day schools, is on top of the situation. And if he finds out that these teachers are teaching more than just their subject, but letting their philosophies come through, that those teachers are warned and then let go and do not continue teaching children. But in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it basically said that we don't hand our children over to them to be taught, and in a school situation, that's not the case.